CPS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hey everybody, it's Monday, and Monday only means one thing. Fabrizio Romano joins in the show, a sleep-deprived Fabrizio Romano, as we close this insane transfer window. And before Tuesday deadline, today we'll do something fun in regards to transfer news. We sent a comment and said, send us your questions. And Fabrizio will hopefully have the answers. And that's exactly what we're doing today. Que golazo, Fabrizio Romano begins right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Que Golazo. Thank you so much for being part of the family. Please like, follow, subscribe. Que Golazo Pod on Twitter, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, CBS Sports, and wherever you listen to your pods. Fabrizio Romano is in the house. Fabrizio, how are you, brother?
Hello, my bro. So busy, always ready, and final hours will be crazy. So looking forward to it. I'm fine, thank you. Hope you too.
Fabrizio, what are you going to do? Are you going to take a little mini vacation, a 12-hour vacation? Will you get some sleep? Are you just going to keep on rolling?
No. I don't know. I just think to the market now. It's just time for the market. Then I will see. I don't know. I'm not planning anything, really. I'm just planning for the next 24 hours because I want to be only focusing on the market.
Well, at some point this year, Fabrizio, I'll come see you in Italy, and we'll have a drink, and we'll celebrate. All right, everybody. Well, listen, welcoming Fabrizio Romano, and as I promised, I sent a tweet earlier today, and I think our producer Des will post it up, asking for you guys to send in your questions. We can't guarantee that we'll answer all of them, but we want to try and include you. Okay. So the first one is, of course, the obvious one, Tram, thank you so much. Please ask him of Mbappé. Please, please. Of course, we're going to talk. No, I thought, Tram, that we wouldn't talk about Kylian Mbappé today. Let's have to talk about Kylian Mbappé. According to reports, PSG won 200 million euros. I don't know where we stand right now, Fabrizio, the latest of Kylian Mbappé. PSG, he scored a great brace this weekend. What's the latest as Real Madrid show their interest?
Yes, it's a really particular situation because every hour the feeling is different. It's really complicated because at the moment, from what I'm told, first of all, no green light from Paris Saint-Germain. So as of now, there is no green light as we're speaking from Paris Saint-Germain. More than saying Paris Saint-Germain, I want to say the president, Nasser Al-Khelaifi, because we always hate here that the real problem is about the president. More than the board is about Nasser, that many times said Mbappé will stay here, Mbappé is Parisian. So it's a matter of money, but also a matter of reputation for the president of Paris Saint-Germain. And this is why at the moment there is still no green light. But the other big problem, big issue of this deal is about the replacement. Because Paris Saint-Germain in the last 3 days, they were looking for potential replacement. They were looking for many players from different leagues, and they received many no from top clubs. No way for Erling Haaland, no way for Richarlison as of now. So the situation was really complicated talking about the replacement. And this is another problem of this deal. Because if you want to lose Mbappé, you need to bring something else on. Okay, I know they signed Messi and many other stars in the team, but they need something else if they lose Kylian Mbappé. And as of now, they have no replacement. So this is another key of this deal. And this is why at the moment, nothing has been decided yet on Kylian Mbappé. Let's see how long Real Madrid will wait, because they offered 3 days ago 170 million euro plus 10 million euro add-ons, and they consider this bid a huge proposal for a player that will be free agent and free to sign since January with his next club. And so at the moment, still no green light, but the situation is still in the air. It's still open.
Okay, so a major part of what you just said is obviously PSG, if they do say goodbye to Mbappé, they have to find a replacement. So obviously that's a key thing. And the other thing was, Fabrizio, which you mentioned before, Kylian Mbappé, is he? We know he loves Real Madrid. We know it's the dream and everything. But he's fine with either this season or next one, or he's not pushing one or the other. We just know that he wants Real Madrid at some point.
Yes, but from what I told, Kylian Mbappé is a smart guy. He's a professional and he's a smart guy. And he knows that now forcing a move with Paris Saint-Germain with 2 days to go, 1 day to go, and you are then if you are staying at Paris Saint-Germain, you are going to have a strike with your club, a big problem with your club in this season, with Leo Messi, with Neymar, with the best team in the world, maybe, and with a big opportunity of winning everything with Paris Saint-Germain, if you go to force too much and to leave the club, you could have a big problem with the president. And so you're facing a big risk, and this is something that Kylian Mbappé is not going to do. In Paris Saint-Germain, they know that the player wants to play for Real Madrid. They know that his dream is to play for Real Madrid. His teammates in the dressing room know that Kylian Mbappé wants to play for Real Madrid, but he's prepared to wait. If he has to wait, he will wait, because it's up to the club and not up to Kylian Mbappé. He will be ready. If tomorrow morning or tonight or whenever it is, Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain find an agreement on the fee, Kylian Mbappé will be 100% ready to sign his contract. Is everything ready, everything in place, but he also knows that if the two clubs have no agreement on the fee, and so Kylian Mbappé has to stay, makes no sense to create a problem with the club, because they are, I repeat, top club, ready to win everything, and also the player doesn't want to create any problem to himself, his family, with the fans, you know. He will be so smart in this situation, I would say, and I think it's also normal for him.
Yeah, a very, it's like a well-respected diplomat, yeah. Kylian Mbappé, yes. Right now. He's being very careful about what he wants. All right, let's go to the next question from my former colleague and my friend, Dave Sepperson. What signings does Fabio Paratici get over the line in the next 34 hours for Tottenham?
He's looking for a right back, and now negotiations are well advanced with Barcelona for Emerson Royal. It started on Friday. They were offering Sergio Aurier in a swap deal to Barcelona. So Aurier to Barcelona and Emerson Royal to Tottenham. But from Barcelona, they said no, they're not looking for a right back. Now Tottenham have offered around 30 million euro, add-ons included, for Emerson Royal. At the moment, it's not agreed yet with the player, but they're working on it. So Tottenham want a new right back, and Emerson Royal is a serious possibility. Let's do if they will go for a midfielder, because they were looking for many midfielders during this summer, and they have not signed anyone yet, if not Pape Sarr for next season. So we will see what happens in the next 24 hours. I want to tell to Tottenham fans, don't say that it's finished till it's finished, because Fabio Paratici is always like this. He works on many secret things till the last minute, and so everything could be open till the last minute for Tottenham, I'm sure.
Well, there you go. So just be patient, Tottenham fans, and you can't be upset at the way your club has started the Premier League. All right, let's go to the next one. This is a good question, I believe, just sending it from our producer, Des Norris. And I think it's going to be which, and it's from our friend Vishesh Goyal. Hi, Luis. Hope you're well. I'm well. Thank you so much. So is our friend Fabrizio. My question is, what fee Man United are asking for Daniel James? Are any other teams interested apart from Leeds, who are interested per your tweet as well and reporting, Fabrizio Romano?
Yes, about the fee they are discussing now. So I will let you know once I know, but they are meeting now in this moment, Manchester United and Leeds, to discuss this permanent deal for Daniel James. About the other clubs, I'm told that also other clubs from other countries also check it with the agents of Daniel James for this possibility, but Leeds are really confident to complete this deal in the coming hours. They're working on the final agreement, on the final details of this deal, and they have chances. They have good chances to sign Daniel James, also because now with Cristiano Ronaldo, Jadon Sancho, they have many players in the same position, and so they want to look also for some outgoing. They need some outgoing at Manchester United. Just Lingard's situation with West Ham is still complicated. It's still complicated because they are looking at Nikola Vlasic from CSKA Moscow. And so I will keep an eye on James to Leeds, because I think that they have good chances to sign him.
Okay, fantastic. All right, we're going to a quick plug here, everybody. The 2021 Fantasy Football Today Draft-a-thon supporting St. Jude is on Wednesday, September 1, just as fantasy draft season is getting underway. Tune into the six-hour stream for nonstop fantasy advice, 6 p.m. to midnight Eastern on Wednesday. The FFT experts will be joined by 30 industry friends to get you prepared for your fantasy drafts while raising money for St. Jude. That's just so great. You can watch the entire stream on Fantasy Football Today YouTube channel, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. You like the NFL, Fabrizio?
I don't follow, to be honest. I like the game, but I'm not following the game because I have no time.
You have no time,
I don't watch series, so imagine. Every time I say this, my friends get crazy. How you can't say serious, this kind of things? I have no time. I'm sorry.
you don't have to apologize. You don't have time to have lunch, let alone follow the NFL. All right,
I forgot about my lunch. Yes, you're right. It's 3 p.m. and I forgot. You're right.
Let's keep going here so you can have some lunch from our friend here, Hillary. Yes. Which team, this is a good question, Fabrizio, which team do you predict, as benefiting the most from the window? So who would be the biggest winner? And which team the least? So who would be the biggest loser, I guess?
Okay. With the biggest winner, I want to say, and I think is something that they really deserve, is Tottenham. I know you could say you're crazy because the fans are not so happy. They were waiting for new signings. Let's see what happens in the coming hours. But I think that keeping Harry Kane at the club this summer is something that maybe someone is underestimating now, because it feels normal. You know, when you have something, you feel it like normal. But for 3 months, Manchester City were pushing and pushing with the player pushing. It's really difficult for a club to accept when a player and a top club are offering you 150 million euro for Harry Kane and the player wants to go. It's really difficult to say no and to keep your position and to change the mind of the player. And having Harry Kane posting on social media and saying, I'm 100% focused on Tottenham, let's do it together, I changed my mind. It's not easy, trust me, to have this kind of situation for 3 months for a director, for a president, for a manager like Nuno. They did an incredible job, in my opinion. So if they are top of the league now, I don't know if they will win the Premier League. It will be so difficult, of course. It's just the start of the season. But I'm sure that keeping Harry Kane also shows how serious they are for the future, how serious is the project. And so it's too easy to say maybe Paris Saint-Germain, okay, they signed Leo Messi. I want to go with something different, and I want to go with Tottenham. Which team the least? I would say Barcelona, because losing Leo Messi, guys. Okay, they signed Memphis Depay, fantastic player, Eric Garcia. They did something good. They have good talents, but losing Leo Messi at Barcelona, guys, is incredible. I think we are not feeling yet how important it is to lose Leo Messi on the pitch, because till now we had the feeling, okay, they lost a legend, they lost the best player, they lost the leader, but now on the pitch we will feel how much you had from Leo Messi, and losing Leo Messi is something terrible in sports, of course.
This is why me and you, 42, are best friends, because the Tottenham thing, I am 100%. I said it yesterday on Weekend Recap, because, you know, we don't do this a lot and I don't think I'll ever do it again. But Daniel Levy deserves a lot of credit, because he was like, nope, sorry, Harry, you know, you have a contract with us. We have a new sporting director, a great one, and we're going to sell you this project with Nuno Espirito Santo. And look what happened. 150 million to turn it down, and to your point, to make
also how difficult
open it. Amazing.
How difficult was also to find a new manager, because now it seems 3 years ago, but it was 3 months ago with Tottenham
Conte
trying
said,
for
no,
Pochettino,
right,
Conte, many different managers, contacted like 10 managers, Fonseca, Gattuso. Incredible what happened with Tottenham. It was seeming like a disaster, and now they won 3 matches in a row. They have Harry Kane at the club, and they're rebuilding. So it was not so easy, and they did an incredible job, in my opinion.
100%. All right, let's keep going here. We've got a few more questions, and then we will say goodbye. This one is from Zoe. Saul, is this a possibility for Liverpool?
I think more for Chelsea than for Liverpool now. I see Chelsea really still working on this one, negotiating with Atletico Madrid for a loan with buy option. They're still discussing on the loan fee or the value of the option, but I see Chelsea more than Liverpool on this one. Liverpool will go for a midfielder only if they find a good opportunity, really good opportunity. If not, they want to stay with this team, as Jurgen Klopp said many times. He's prepared to go with Elliot as part of the project immediately, and so he's not 100% sure that Liverpool will sign a new player in this position.
All righty. Well, the final thing is some outstanding business that we wanted to discuss. Fabrizio Romano, Koundé, I believe, is now not really happening between Chelsea and Sevilla. Is that right?
I will keep an eye on this one till the end. But yes, as of now, it's complicated. It's been one of the craziest of the window, because in July it was one step away from being completed, with Zuma included in the deal for Sevilla. Then Sevilla were not convinced about the value of Zuma made from Chelsea. They wanted 45 plus Zuma, and Chelsea were offering 30 plus Zuma in this deal. And so Zuma out of the deal, Zuma to West Ham. And then now they have no agreement with Sevilla, because Chelsea are prepared to offer out 50 million euro and Sevilla want around 65, 70 million for Koundé. And so in 24 hours to resolve this kind of situation will be really complicated. The player is hoping to go to Chelsea because he has an agreement on personal terms till 2026 with Chelsea. But as of now, it's still complicated between the two clubs. Let's see what happens in the coming hours. I'm not saying that he's 100% off, because they wanted the player so much and the player wants to go. So maybe till the last minute, they will be able to find a solution.
Don't forget that Monchi is with Sevilla and he knows his value when it comes to those players. All right. How about Moise Keane, by the way? This one's an interesting one. Juventus, Everton, what's the latest with him?
Yes, the situation with Moiskini is a done deal. It's a done deal. So we can say that it's just pending the official announcement. It's a matter of, I would say, hours, maybe already today or tomorrow it will be announced, but it's done. He completed his medical yesterday with Juventus. It will be a 2 years loan. So everything has been agreed on this point for a 2 years loan with a buy option that could become obligation under certain conditions. So they were discussing on these details between Juventus and Everton, but it's done. Moiskini will play with Juventus. It will be a 5 years contract ready for the player. He's really buzzing for this opportunity. And my feeling is that Juventus can also stay with these players in attacking positions. So not looking for any different signing, any more signing also, because they wanted Mauro Icardi, but from Paris Saint-Germain, no answer and no green light as for Mbappé. They are busy with Mbappé. So at the moment, they don't want to lose also Mauro Icardi because it could be dangerous for Pochettino and for the club. And so Juventus have chances to go on with Moiskin.
Well, is there anything else that we didn't bring up before we say goodbye to you, Fabrizio Romano? I have a lot, as you can imagine, of Aston Villa followers asking me if there's any business. You don't have to include Aston Villa. I'm just saying what the people want. I'm sure that maybe one, Greg Evans, our good friend from The Athletic, and maybe one incoming. But anything else, including, of course, Villa.
Yes, I'm sure that Aston Villa will look for something. As of now, I don't have anything fresh, but I'm sure that in the coming hours, maybe we could have some surprise. They wanted Ward Prowse from Southampton, but he extended his contract, so it was getting really difficult. But he was the main target. Let's see now what happens. I'm really sorry for Amad Diallo, let me say, because it was a done deal with Feyenoord on loan from Manchester United, but it collapsed because he had an injury in the last training session. And so Feyenoord are not going on Reiss Nelson from Arsenal. He needs to extend his contract with Arsenal and go on loan to Feyenoord, and let's see if they will be able to complete everything in the coming hours. And minute by minute, we will see. I think also that Diogo Dalot is staying at Manchester United. Many rumors about Borussia Dortmund, but Diogo Dalot, from what I'm told, is staying at Man United. And so Trippier is staying at Atletico Madrid. It was another one in the air in the last weeks. And let's see what happens for the other ones. If Barcelona will look for a striker at last minute or not. Ronald Koeman would like a striker, but as of now, nothing serious, nothing advanced yet on this point. And then, my friend, we will look for Mbappé till the next hours, because we need to see what happens with this one. Imagine having also Mbappé after Ronaldo, after Leo Messi, after Lukaku, after Jack Grealish, after Jadon Sancho, Rafael Varane. Has been an incredible summer, really.
An insane summer. And you have been number one, my friend. Such an incredible job from you. By the way, Fabrizio Romano has a great article on CBS Sports about the inside of how Ronaldo and United happened so much, including the Glazers and Bruno Fernandes making a call to Ronaldo, sort of igniting the passion once again. Unbelievable. All of it you can read on CBS Sports. Fabrizio Romano, get some lunch. I'm sure we will talk very soon. Make sure that you follow him on Twitter, Instagram, of course, and CBS Sports. Fabrizio, grazie.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend, as always. We stay in touch here on Golazo on CBS Sports, as always. And thank you and see you soon. And in the next hours, we will talk again.
I'm sure we will. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, Que Golazo, wherever you listen to your pods or watch on YouTube. Have a great, great beginning to your week.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.